Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here is how President Trump defended himself today in light of Gordon Sondland's testimony.
I want nothing. That's what I want from Ukraine. That's what I said. I want nothing. I said it twice. So he goes, he asked me the question, what do you want? I keep hearing all these things. What do you want? He finally gets me. I don't know him very well. I have not spoken to him much. This is not a man I know well. Seems like a nice guy, though. But I don't know him well.
And said the president, it's game over on impeachment. Well, Mark Lotter is the Strategic Communications Director for the Trump 2020 campaign. So, Mark, here's the one problem, though, with the president's argument this morning that, A, it's all over, and, B, he kept saying, I don't want anything. Those are the transcripts that the White House itself released, which does seem to have the president on the phone with the president of Ukraine wanting something very much.
Well, I think he's rightfully calling out the fact that we need to make sure that we get to the bottom of corruption in Ukraine. There is a long history of corruption in Ukraine, and there was never a tie. There was never a link, and Ambassador Sondland testified about this multiple times today, that no one in the world, I think was the quote he used, had asked him to link the aid and or meetings with the Ukrainians and these investigations that were never announced or conducted.
But the president's still asking for a favor in those transcripts. To go back to what Charles is saying, doesn't matter that Sondland didn't hear the words. We have the transcripts and we have his understanding and all the other testimony that confirms what the whistleblower is saying. I mean, the concern is there, and the appearance from what people read in those words is still there.
Well, but there's no direct link. And the fact that the president, you can go back and there were two calls and a previous letter where there was an unconditional offer of a meeting in the White House. There were no conditions placed on it. And I would add, it's absolutely appropriate for the president of the United States to, A, make sure that a new administration that was elected on a anti-corruption platform is going to follow through with those commitments. And also, I would say, is that it's equally appropriate that we take a look at the fact of that you had an official office holder in the former vice president while he was in office with things that even raised alarm bells in the Obama State Department and in the Obama White House with the appearance of a conflict of interest. You had multiple witnesses testify over these last few days saying that it should be investigated. And
well,
I think that's appropriate.
But in fairness, Mark, you also had witnesses who are people that Mr. Trump either appointed or do not claim to be anti-Trumpers say, in effect, that Joe Biden Sr. was an honorable and is an honorable man, that they couldn't conceive of him doing anything that would be outside of what would be normal parameters. So you have that, too, don't you?
Well, but and that's great, and I would tell you that I would consider, you know, the former vice president's long term of service, but we have to get to the bottom of the fact that you had a company that was under investigation for corruption on multiple occasions in a country known for corruption, hiring the son of the former vice president while he was vice president, exercising the name of that son and demanding meetings with the State Department to discuss energy policy. All of these things create the appearance of a conflict of interest, and I think it's exactly appropriate that it be explored to see if there was anything inappropriate done. And that's really what this comes down to. But when it comes to the impeachment side of it, we still have had no witnesses that have said that the president directly tied anything to these meetings. The aid flowed. There were no investigations launched. And as Ambassador Sondland again said today, no one, he's never heard the president or anyone link those things together and link it as a quid pro quo.
But he also said that it wasn't that they had to do the investigations. It's just that they had to announce them. And that's key, right? That maybe it wasn't about corruption. It was just about going after an opponent and getting that announcement out there in the press.
I would disagree. I think that we cannot create it. We cannot create a situation. I think it's bad for our country long term if we say that you can engage in whatever you want to overseas. It can never be investigated and can never be looked at as long as you continue to run for public office. That sets a really bad precedent. And so, again, going back to the actual, whatever their focus group testing today is saying on this impeachment inquiry, whether it's quid pro quo or bribery, none of those things have been proven. None of those things, the evidence has all shown that it is not there.
It's Mark Lauder, Strategic Communications Director for the Trump 2020 campaign. Mark, thanks.